Hello, I'm Pat O'Keefe and I'm bringing you this week's summary of the Irish Farmers Journal, 7th of January 2012. Quick 3-minute summary of the paper. Front page, record agri-food exports is the headline. Pat O'Keefe's story on the beef and dairy lead the charge as exports head for 9 billion. That's a story about the figures that are due out next week. Irish food and drink exports are likely to hit 8.9 billion, a good strong 12% increase from last year. On page 2, Matt Dempsey's leader comment is prices top John Bryan's agenda. That's the IFA president, John Bryan. Matt Dempsey has an interview with him in this week's paper, and he talks about prices and the cap reform as being the main issue. The cartoon this week focuses on the fact that Mayo had their wettest year in 25 years, while Johnstone Castle and Wexford had their driest year in 40 years. So a very good cartoon there. Page 3, a good strong story from Justin McCarthy about the US to reopen their beef market to European product. That's a big development. I mean, it's probably still a bit off in terms of when the finally Irish product makes it to the US, but there's been a 20-year ban on European beef as part of a row over hormones being used in American beef and not in Europe. So that's a big positive story. There would be a good market there for Irish beef, certainly a grass-fed niche. John Boylan also has a story on the latest New Zealand milk auction. Weaker prices, but John says that the milk would still be worth 31 cent a litre at Irish Solids. On page 4, Donald Magner has a story about uncertainty over the future of forestry funding. There's an issue about the forest road schemes and the first thinning grants. So that's going to cause some concern. On page 6, Brian Hines has a story about the weather summary of the year. Weather is always of interest to people, and again, as the cartoon highlighted, a major east-west divide. On the dealer page, always popular, Bertie O'Leary is the new Dairy Gold chairman. That's going to be interesting, see what happens there in terms of the Irish Dairy Board, because the current chairman of Dairy Gold, Vincent Buckley, is the chairman of the Irish Dairy Board. Page 9, Andy Doyle has a story about winter cereal planting up 13%, and notable there especially is oilseed rape. The area of oilseed rape has doubled this autumn, up from 8,000 hectares to 15,000 hectares, so we're going to have some more nice yellow fields. Page 10 and 11, an interesting interview by John Horgan, the head of Keepac, one of Ireland's biggest beef processors. He has basically a very positive outlook for the Irish beef industry. John Dardis, the Irish agricultural attaché in Washington, has a piece on a record year for US farming. And then on page 14, 15, you have John Bryan's aforementioned interview. So that completes the summary of the news section of this week's Irish Farmers Journal. You can get your Farmers Journal in good newsagents, and online you can buy the digital edition at www.farmersjournal.ie. Happy listening, happy reading. Thank you very much.